What's your take on what you've seen so far?
We know for a long time that statins, which are used to reduce cholesterol and reduce the risk of coronary artery disease, also have effects on inflammation, immune responses. So we know that statins can be anti-inflammatory. So the question came up whether people who are receiving statins would have a diminished response to vaccines. And these two studies specifically looked at influenza vaccine. One angle was looking at a vaccine trial where they compared individuals who were receiving statins to individuals who were not receiving statins. And it appeared that the immune response to the influenza vaccine was less robust in those receiving statins than those not receiving statins. We have to be cautious how we interpret this, because it could be that these two groups weren't equal. It could be that the individuals who are receiving statins had more underlying illnesses, for example, obesity, which may impair their response to influenza vaccine.
Different factors could affect this different ways.
Exactly. Or another way to think about this is that the individuals who are not receiving statins were healthier and therefore had a greater response to influenza vaccine. The second study looked at it from a very different angle, individuals who had respiratory illnesses. And again, they saw that those individuals who were receiving statins seemed to have more of these medical attended acute respiratory infections, suggesting that the vaccine efficacy in these patients was lower. We don't know whether the two groups were equivalent. Could be that people are going to the doctor because they have underlying illnesses. We don't know prior histories of a lot of these patients.
And neither are definitive studies.
Absolutely.
But they do provide food for thought here.
Absolutely.
In one of these studies, we also had people who were, 65 and older.
Right.
The other group were younger. And older people sometimes tend to have a bit of problems with flu vaccines to begin with.
That's another confounding factor in these studies, that individuals who are above 65 years of age have a less robust response to flu vaccine. And in fact, one of the formulations that we have for influenza vaccine this year and last year as well is a higher dose influenza vaccine given specifically to individuals who are greater than 65 years of age, with the anticipation that giving them a larger dose will give them a level of protective immunity what would otherwise be afforded to younger individuals getting the standard dose.
So is this something older people might want to consider, or perhaps another reason to consider high dose maybe?
Well, certainly individuals who are greater than 65 years of age should get the higher dose.
Anyway.
As far as the statin story is concerned, the jury is still out. The bottom line is this: if you're taking statins, continue to take your statins and get your flu vaccine. If you're taking statins, you shouldn't stop them if you're considering or about to get a flu vaccination. And by all means, get your flu shot. You're not only protecting yourself, but you're protecting the people who live in your house or your home. People who are highest risk for getting influenza are people who are living in the house or have a household contact who has influenza. So if you want to protect your family, get your flu shot.
Dr. Khan, thank you for being with me.
It was my pleasure.